My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a revelation of the Holy Trinity in this gospel today. We see that Jesus is the one that can be seen, and he speaks of the Father who sent him, and he said also that he will send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He'll teach you everything. And so we're reminded of the importance of the Holy Trinity in our daily lives, and how we must constantly keep the Trinity before our hearts in adoration, and to give God the glory. That's what the psalm tells us. Not to us, Lord, but to your name give the glory. That everything would be for the honor and the worship of God in our daily lives. That there would be nothing to hold us back from worshiping him, keeping nothing for ourselves. We can see St. Paul doing this as he heals this man, but doesn't want any of the glory himself. He and Barnabas, they don't want any of the glory themselves. They're really revealing Christ to the world. They're doing all of this for the glory of God. And so we should keep that in our hearts and minds, how important it is to give God all of the glory. Let's let that be our work today. At every moment today, let's make sure that we give God all of the glory, all of the praise, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are at work at this and every Mass that we come to, making Jesus truly present to us in the Holy Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive him now.